The Cross, Holy Friday. Each day of Holy Week, on the road to resurrection, we have been confronted by a question which only you and you alone can answer. On this Holy Friday, we come up against the cross, which in itself is an enigma. It is an instrument of torture. It is the instrument upon which the Son of God was tortured and killed. And yet, within our faith, it is the symbol of Christianity, and therefore the symbol of love. Within the course of one night, Jesus was accused, stood trial on false charges, was taken back and forth between chief priests, councils, Jewish king, and Roman procurator, and was sentenced to death. The means of death was crucifixion, a slow, painfully agonizing means of torture by which an individual hangs from nails driven through his hands and feet while he suffocates to death over the course of a few hours. Meanwhile, crowds gather to watch the spectacle, mock and chastise him. All four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, record this event in their Gospels with graphic detail. Jesus willingly accepts the path of the cross because it is there that he sacrifices for the salvation of the world. In so doing, Jesus transforms that cross from an instrument of torture to a means of salvation. Just as he transforms the reality of the day from a truly bad and evil Friday to Good Friday. During his ministry, Jesus calls on us and challenges us. Whoever wants to be my disciple, he says, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. As we stand before the cross of Christ on this Good Friday, let us listen to the words of our Lord carefully. Let us absorb the events of this day. The question on this Friday, on the road to resurrection, asks, are you picking up your cross and following him? Tomorrow, the day after.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.